Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 78 of Cavs Corner. I'm joined today with Braden Van Loo, the number two commentator on the panel.
Yeah, I am number two. 78 episodes, that's a lot of episodes.
Yeah, it is a lot of episodes.
Getting up there, 100 is not far away.
So, Braden, you're on the commentary panel with Trent Knight. How's it been so far this season?
No, it's been good. It's been a great season. Good to see some home wins, finally, after a bit of a dry spell. But it's good to see some wins, which makes games more exciting.
It's always good to see home wins. So, speaking of home wins, we had a home win this week. Our NBL women had a home win, which is fantastic. And both our youth league teams came away with victory. So, let's go through our results and our players in focus.
Yeah, so starting with the NBL women, as Matt just mentioned, got a win at home, but also got a win on the road as well down in Bendigo. Starting off with the KC Cavaliers women versus the Bendigo Braves women's team. Cavaliers win 90-76. Sabrina Haynes with 15 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists. Ezra McGoldrick with 19 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 blocks, if you don't mind. Yep, having a block party out there. And then Sean Rabati with 22 points and 7 rebounds and 4 assists down in Bendigo.
Perfect. It's always hard travelling down to Bendigo and getting wins, so congratulations, girls. And you backed it up on the Sunday afternoon, defeating the Eltham Wildcats 78-69. Jaden Owens almost had a triple-double.
Yeah, I thought she was on track at one point. I was like, here we go. Maybe we had a triple-double for the first time since Taylor Simmons.
Yeah, 8.7 rebounds and 11 assists. Ezra McGoldrick backed it up, 15 points and 11 rebounds. And Hayley Wyant had 6 points and 10 rebounds.
Yeah, cleaning the glass there. A lot of rebounds between those three players.
A lot of rebounds and a lot of assists on Sunday, which is fantastic. And Ezra McGoldrick, congratulations. She was our Ray White Cranbourne NBL 1 Casey Cavalier of the Week. She was pivotal in both games, securing the wins for us. She had 17 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 blocks as an average across the weekend.
No, I had a great weekend overall, defensively and obviously scoring as well with a 17-point average.
NBL 1 men also took on the Bendigo Braves. They came away with a big victory, 89-77. Preston is Mr. Reliable. He had 22 points, 9 rebounds. Trenton Hakerson, 21 points, 6 assists and 3 steals. And Ben Waller, man, that kid is amazing, isn't he?
Doesn't stop, does he? Just keeps performing each and every game.
Yeah, he had 15 points and 9 rebounds on the Saturday night. How'd they go on Sunday?
Yeah, so at home, came across the Eltham Wildcats team. They were unfortunately a little bit short in the end, going down 83-93 to the Wildcats. That Wildcats team is very good.
Yeah, they are.
It does not suggest how good they actually are.
They are a very good team. Trenton backed it up with 26 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 steals. Preston, again, Mr. Reliable, 15 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 assists. And Hunter Marks, 10 points and 7 rebounds. Now, Hunter's been a bit quiet the last couple of weeks.
He has been, but overall, he's had a really good season.
He's had a fantastic season. So, hopefully, he bounces back this week against arch rivals Dandenong on Friday night. But we'll touch on that in just a little bit. How did our youth champ teams go, Blake?
Yeah, so the youth champ women had a game versus the Diamond Valley Eagles on the weekend. Had a great win, winning 77-65. Caitlin Field had 9 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. Lucy Dexter with 10 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists. And then Kyra Webb with an absolute monster of a game. 34 points, 13 rebounds, and 5 steals.
Yeah, and that earned herself, it's no longer the blue carpet, is it?
No, it's the starting five.
First team starting five for this week for Big V. So congratulations there, Kyra. Our youth champ men are flying. They defeated the Knox Raiders 110-80. Ethan Bolton is back. He had 13 points, 9 rebounds. Justin O'Chea, 10 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. And Cedric Rolt had 19 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists on the night.
Yeah, a lot of points there. 110 points. That's a fair effort.
And spread across the team too by the looks of it, which is amazing. So congratulations to Paul and the team. They're tracking along nicely. Hopefully they should make finals.
Yeah, they're on track at the moment. So
they're sitting third on the ladder,
doing very well.
Anyway, our Saturday night action is at Dandenong this week for our NBL 1 Casey Cavaliers. So you can travel down the highway to go and watch them take on our rivals Dandenong from 5:30 p.m. or you can watch them live and free on the NBL 1 app or nbl1.com.au. And our action returns here at the Fortress on Sunday. The men's and the women's youth league teams hit the home deck there from 12:30 p.m. So if you're looking to come down and watch some good basketball this weekend, Sunday afternoon is the way to go.
No, absolutely. Looking forward to it. It should be a good weekend of basketball.
Are you going
to
come down?
Maybe. My Saints are playing Saturday night, so we'll see how we're going.
You're here on the Sunday. I think you finish up around that time anyway, so you might
be able
to stay away.
Potentially. We'll see how we're tracking. I'm not here on Sunday. It's school holidays.
Is it school holidays?
It is school holidays.
No training.
No training this Sunday.
Interesting.
No Cavaliers players, No training Sunday.
Keep up with everything on our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. You'll be able to find everything from programs, game days, everything you need information-wise for Casey basketball.
And some crazy Ben Waller highlights.
And some crazy Ben Waller highlights. Man, he is so good. Sponsors now, Braden.
Yeah, Guzmani Gomez, fast food your mum says yes to.
Perfect. And free burritos went off.
They did. It's been a few weeks. We had a bit of a dry spell there too. Hadn't had them for a few weeks.
It's good to see the free burritos going around. Well, if you've got a card and they're valid from the Sunday through to the Friday. So
that's this Friday they're valid too.
Yeah, they're valid until tomorrow. So if you haven't used your GYG free mini burrito or burrito bowl card, get down to GYG Cranbourne, Pakenham or Fountain Gate. They'll supply you with a free burrito. Melbourne Orthodontic Group, keep smiling.
Yep. Carlisle Homes, build a better home.
Yep, and if you're going to build a better home with Carlisle, make sure you fill out the referral form. $500 back in your pocket, $500 back in the association's pocket.
Always a great cause.
PhysioWorks Health Group, assisting Casey Basketball with injury prevention and recovery.
Ray White Cranbourne and Peter Karmas.
Yep.
Do a great job down there, looking to rent a property, buy a property, rent your property out.
Yeah, property management.
Property management. They can hit those guys up down at Ray White Cranbourne. They can help you out.
They will. Intersport Cranbourne and Casey Central. If you're looking to get anything sports related, they're the guys to go and see.
Yep. Cranbourne Mazda. Car servicing.
Yep.
If you need your car service. Doesn't matter. You don't have to have a Mazda. You can have any car.
Yep.
Take it down to them. Go get your car service through them.
Yep.
Those guys will be able to help you out.
Yeah, you've got a brand new car, don't you, Braden?
I do. It's not a Mazda, but I do have a brand new car.
Yeah, maybe you have to go and see what kind of servicing deal they can do for you.
Yeah, I'll have to go hit them up pretty soon, I reckon.
That's right. Cranbourne, Mazda, Zoom Zoom, podcast sponsors. They're an amazing sponsor here at Casey Basketball. We've got Universal Athlete Center. They do an amazing job for our athletes too. They've got wet recovery, dry recovery. They've got shooting bays. They've got everything they need for a high-performance athlete to recover after a good game.
Yeah, fantastic facilities down at the Universal Athlete Center. Mortgage Choice Clyde, looking to get your loan to buy a house.
Yep.
They'll be able to hit Daniel and Sarah up. They'll be able to help you out.
That's right. Pure Pure, the clean ranger. Polky does residential. He does commercial. He does everything in the cleaning business. So if you're looking to get something cleaned, go and speak to him. He is an amazing guy.
Yep. The Amazing Grace Cranbourne have great food there. Daytime deals.
Yep.
The food is just fabulous. So definitely head down there during the day if you're looking for a lunchtime meal or dinner as well. They did dinner.
Fantastic. And Goat Labs. Now, they have a league coming up in August, so make sure you check out the flyer here and go and see what they have on offer. It's fantastic. And there's money to be won.
Yeah, absolutely. Great opportunity there. Some good basketball as well.
Yeah, nice.
Merchandise. Get your order in for some hoodies, track pants, long sleeves, beanies. We've got it all here at Casey Basketball. Head to www.caseybasketball.com.au/merchandise.
Yep.
At the website. We've got plenty of scarves. We've got can coolers. Size 3 basketballs, yep. Drink bottles, and obviously there's new tracksuits as well, which look amazing.
They do. They do look really, really good. Now, you are obviously a coach in the Junior Cavs program. You've been around for a while. You're coaching, what, the under-14 girls this year?
Yeah, 14-1 girls this year, yep.
How'd you go in the Classic? How'd you go?
We finished 7th, so we had a good tournament overall. Just lost a couple points to the Dandenong Rangers in the quarterfinal, but overall, yeah, pretty good experience for all the girls.
Yeah, and now your team is one of the party teams, I've heard. They bring the music, they bring the noise. Team.
They do have a speaker. One of the parents does a great job and brings some energy for the girls. They all love it. So
yeah, it was exciting to see. It was exciting to see that in operation throughout the tournament a couple of weeks ago. Now, speaking of Junior Cavs, it's school holidays, so there's not much going on in terms of games, trainings, anything like that. But we have a brand new program, which is called RepX, which you and our new BDM, Mitch and Sean, come up with. So tell us a little bit more about RepX, what's going on and how can people participate?
Yeah, so RepX is a high-energy atmosphere where Casey Basketball is giving athletes a chance to play multiple competitive pickup games.
Yep.
Or scrimmages, if you're not sure what pickup games means,
yep.
Against friends or potentially other represented athletes. So you don't have to be for Casey to participate. You can be from Dandenong, you can be from Frankston, Pakenham, wherever you need to come from. And you can participate in this.
So you're telling me the best of the best can come and participate absolutely. In this program?
Absolutely. Now, it is only for representative athletes, only, so you can't participate in this if you don't play the rep. But it is for all representative associations, under 12s, right through to under 18s.
Yep.
And it'll be great fun. So the way it'll work is we'll have a Casey Basketball staff member on each of the courts to oversee the court, make sure it runs smoothly.
Yep.
Teams will be randomly allocated by that Casey staff member to make sure about teams are fairly balanced, the way not one team is not just winning every game by heaps.
Yep.
The team sizes will be roughly 6 or 7 players per team, obviously depending on numbers that register for the program. As I mentioned, there'll be one referee per court as well, just to make sure fouls are being called and nothing is out of control.
Yep.
Games will run in 10-minute time slots. There'll be a small break in between each of the games. Games will run for the entirety of the two-hour time slot. The two-hour program, and games will continue continue playing the whole time. There are no coaches. So the players will lead everything. They'll call their own subs.
Yep.
They'll be managing themselves on the court. Again, K-Star member will be there to help.
Yep.
But player-run scrimmages, no coaches, one referee. It's on Friday, 11th of July, 2025. Yeah, so all AGMs for the time is 4 to 6 p.m. here at Casey Stadium.
Fantastic.
It's $15 per athlete for the two-hour session.
Wow, that's amazing. What a program. It's looking to be something brand new, something that's never been seen before. No. If you're an athlete and you're looking to be part of the first Rep X, get down here. It's going to be a fantastic time. You can catch our NBL 1 game afterwards.
Free entry.
And if you are participating in this program, you get free entry. So it'll be game of the week. We're taking on the Kilsyth Cobras.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that should be a good game then.
So it's going to be a fantastic game. Both teams have a similar record at the moment in wins, losses. It's going to be a fantastic time. Game of the week. You get free entry. Make sure you participate in that program. You'll be here all night.
Nah, it should be a lot of fun.
It'll be a lot of fun. Technical officials news, Braden. We'll jump straight into that.
Yeah.
We've got referee upgrades. So I'll go through the first two and I'll let you take the next two. So we've got Brianna Drew, who is a new apprentice, and Harper Huggins.
Yeah, and we've got Karthik Prapaka, new apprentice, and Taylor Atkins, new apprentice. So congratulations to all four of you.
Upcoming programs and events. We've briefly touched on it, but 3-on-3 tournament is July 16th. It's probably full.
I think it is full. I believe it is full. There might be a couple spots here or there, a couple age groups, but overall, I think it's full.
Cool. If you're looking to participate, shoot an email through to Jordan and the team there in our competitions team. They might be able to squeeze you in. Cannot guarantee it, though, but have a look and see what you can do. School holiday clinics, registrations are now open. Domestic and beginner are on the website, on our socials. You can see them. They are filling fast, though, so make sure you get in.
Yeah, domestic holidays this Monday coming, so it's a couple of days away.
Yep. Junior Cavs team app, RepX is available there. Again, if you're not part of the association and you're listening to the podcast, thank you. We appreciate it. But you can find that on our social media accounts now, RepX or kcbasketball.com.au/RepX. You'll be able to find everything there. Walking basketball every Wednesday. Get down, get involved. It's free.
You do that? You jump in?
I do jump in. Did you jump in yesterday?
I'm not here on Wednesday
morning. You're not here on Wednesday?
You don't roll an ankle on that, doing that, do you? You are known for doing ankles while walking.
I might have once. We've touched on GOAT League coming August 2025. Rep Ready is feeling fast. That's happening in July 2025. Braden, is there anything you want to touch on for Rep Ready? What's Rep Ready about?
Yeah, so Rep Ready is just a beginner program for players looking to get into the representative program. Good opportunity to learn some of the drills and skills that we apply in the trials upcoming in October.
Yep.
So definitely a good opportunity to get a head start and kind of understand what you're getting yourself into before you turn up at the trials in phase one very soon, because that is coming up very fast.
Yeah, cool. That's just about it for the podcast today. Thanks for tuning in this week. We'll see you here Sunday at the Fortress from 12:30 for our Youth Champ men and women. If not, you can watch our NBL 1 men and women's team on Saturday night live and free on the NBL 1 app. We're taking on our Dandenong rivals and we're going to smash them. We'll see you later.
And a great block. Longman's three-pointer. And the fortress erupts here. Hold up.